Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have Desiree Kern on the line talking about some very special get-togethers happening at Stratford Perth Museum that are coming up. We're going to be talking about heraldry and more. Desiree is on the line. Good morning, Desiree.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Great. It's great chatting this morning. So we know there's some upcoming, well, workshops or get-togethers happening at Stratford Perth Museum. And we have one that's coming up this Saturday. What's it called?
It's called The Weird Wide World of Heraldry.
I love it. The Weird Wild World of Heraldry and Illuminated Manuscripts. So we have one that's coming up Saturday, April 1st, and another one down the road in July 8th. So let's talk about what this is all about. Now, heraldry sort of leaps out at us. What is heraldry all about?
Well, it's essentially medieval branding. The simplest form of it is, you know, you look at somebody's coats of arms. It tells you who they are, it tells you the story behind them, and in modern day, the equivalent would be maybe a company's logo or someone's personal, you know, if they have a calling card or if they have some image they use for their family, it's the same thing. It tells you who they are, what they are, the colors, the symbols, everything has a story behind it, it means something, and you see it every day, like every single day. It's in your life. A good example would be, let's say, Starbucks. They have a mermaid, which actually goes back to, I think, around 1000 AD.
No, that's a very good point. Yeah, no, that's a very good point. So, yeah, it's not only, you know, telling your family's storyline or history, but it's a form of identification as well.
And in the case of Starbucks, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on air or not, but, yeah, the mermaid, symbolically, it's always been a symbol of vanity and occasionally bloodthirstiness. So, you know, just remember that next time you go to Starbucks.
As they're writing your name on the cup. There you go. So it's called The Weird Wild World of Heraldry and Illuminated Manuscripts. Why The Weird Wild World?
Because it sounds boring on the surface, but the farther down you go, the weirder and stranger it gets. One of the weirdest things I've run across, you know, normally when you think of coats of arms and heraldry, the Stratford coat of arms has a trio of swans. Fairly certain that's topical. But in some cases, it's got underwear. It makes sense if you know the history behind it. But if you're unfamiliar and you just see this, you know, coat of arms, a shield with underwear on it, actually legit.
This conversation is fascinating with regards to this and going in places I was not thinking about that. But there you go. It's called Weird Wild World of Heraldry and Illuminated Manuscripts. And I imagine there's been quite an interest in this. Not only, of course, this is kind of a celebrating Monty Python Spamalot at Stratford Festival, but people investigating, you know, their family lineage or just a fascination with this. I imagine there's been quite a response to the kind of workshops.
Oh, yes. The two that I've done so far have been very popular. We've had a lot of people. Some people have actually brought out their personal heraldry, but we also do have a governmental heraldry branch that registers heraldry, including new ones. If you don't personally have your own heraldry, say if you're newcomers to the Commonwealth, you can talk to them and actually get your own.
Very. So what happens at the workshop? So what do we do or learn?
So the first part of the workshop is basically me explaining a little bit about, you know, what heraldry is, why it exists, how we see it in modern day, and then we do a design process, and you actually get to design your own. You color it in using some of the concepts that we've talked about.
Very cool. And what's the illuminated manuscripts part of this?
So many, many years ago, when people first started doing calligraphy and actually writing and literacy was starting to expand, people got bored and decorated everything because, you know, that's what humans tend to do. And in that case, I am a huge history nerd. I love illuminated manuscripts. And, you know, it's one of the things I enjoy doing is sitting down and illuminating poems. And the marginalia alone, which is the little, you know, leaves and the filigree that you see in the sides of the margins on most manuscripts, you know, it starts out with just flowers, and then you have rabbits killing each other and stabbing people because apparently rabbits are bloodthirsty.
Dude, you got to watch out for those rabbits.
Over the years, it went from just a couple of little decorations to these, you know, massive manuscripts like the Book of Kells, where it is so incredibly detailed, you need a magnifying glass to see all the details.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible with Celtic knotwork. So in that particular class, what we'll be doing is sitting down, taking one of Shakespeare's sonnets, and, you know, doing some design around the edges with a few examples for people to see.
Oh, incredible. It's called Weird Wild World of Heraldry and Illuminated Manuscripts. And the first workshop is coming up this Saturday, April 1st. No fooling. And then the next one is July 8th. They are at 2 o'clock. You can go to StratfordPerthMuseum.ca and get yourself those tickets and get registered for that. Not too late to be a part of this. Any other thoughts or any other anything else we didn't touch on with regards to heraldry or illuminated manuscripts, Desiree?
No, I think we covered most of it. The only thing I would mention is that there are also a lot of things that heraldry is made out of that you wouldn't necessarily expect.
Very good.
Folks who do come to the workshop will find that, you know, heraldry can be carved, say, in the City Hall of Stratford. You have heraldry carved directly into the brick. But there are also places where it's made out of wood, bones of people that were stolen out of the crypts, and other such things. So if you want to find out the story behind that, come out to the class.
Fascinating. Not to be missed. Desiree Kern with all of the details with Stratford Perth Museum. Desiree, thanks so much for this. We look forward to the workshops.
I hope to see people there.